Yes, you was born in Uganda.
Praise Jesus so much, brethren.
We request
you all come in that we begin together.
Muje tutukirize ekyawandikibwa ekyo.
That you come, we fulfill that scripture.
Waebulaniya sura ya 10.
Hebrews 10. 25 and 26. And we fulfill what brought us for the fellowship.
For
he says, do not forsake the fellowship as the manner of others is. Now that is why we request you and you fulfill that motive. And we know the command in 1 Corinthians 14, right from 25 to 27, when we come for fellowship,
come with
what God commanded us down there. And he says, when we gather, those with a song, word of wisdom and understanding, a revelation, the explanation and the teaching, the tongues, but they all get to be brought to build the church of Christ, and we get to be taught and then to be trained. Now, I don't want you to miss any of those God prepared this day. You come in the gathering of the Holy Clan, the clan of the children of God. When the Holy Spirit explains us basically in Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 18 and down, and he moves on, encourage us, saying we can pass through one spirit to reach the Father. And we are no more aliens and strangers. We are of the household of God. We are of the Holy Clan. Now we want to move on to know what concerns the Holy Clan and its Father. You know, we always say,
yes,
praise Jesus so much. We have three who are ancient in that clan, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we have the branches from them, or the one of the shoot. That is the Christ Jesus. The true vine, and we too are branches we gotten from him. That is the one of our shoot.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We have our elders of the household of God, the 24 elders. Now we
do
want to move on, know what concerns our family of heaven, what they have purposed for us, that we to do what's done in heaven and we do it on earth. Because he speaks in the Matthew 6 from verse 9 unto 14, thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. There are preparations in heavens and they are meant to be done on the earth, but we are revealed of seasons and times of everything, and the Council of Heaven. And in these days it's looking much on the call upon the nation Uganda, on behalf of all nations of the world, in the great work of preparing all nations for the coming back of Jesus. And we resume to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and to teach it. The gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. We still want to join on that heaven through introducing ourselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We
request you stand on your feet.
We introduce
ourselves to heaven. We want to work with it today.
But
we fulfill what is in Matthew 18:18.
And
when we lose on the earth, they are losing in heaven.
When
we bind on the heavens, in the earth, they bind in heaven. Now we want to introduce ourselves unto the Father in heaven and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Together with armies of angels,
to
those we serve with. And
they
know that indeed we
do
understand their presence
in
the name of the Lord Jesus. Father Almighty, thank you for the good moment you've given us today.
We
thank you for this morning,
as
it is in the rim below. Our Lord Jesus explained us, spoke we are of the rim below, He is in the rim above. As it's written in the John 8, verses 23,
we
glorify you, Father Almighty. We give you glory and honor. Because even today, O Lord, even today you've done us.
Go
on to you, King of Kings. Day and night they're the same.
As in
Psalms 139. But unto us, Lord,
you
put us the sun and the moon and the stars
to
count the seasons and times for us. As is written in Genesis chapter 1 verse 14 and to 20. Lord, the work of the sun, it was done, even of the moon. There was day which come night, but right now it's come day. You God would run those great sons. You give them commands. Even now you don't
need
to glorify you,
Lord.
We give you glory and honor for the many works you do under the sun. The Holy Spirit explains Ecclesiastes
8,
and he says, many works, Lord, you do under the sun. No one sleeps there and night. Both the wise tries how, they cannot see them.
But
we, oh Lord, you've helped us understand and see
those
works by your Holy Spirit. As it's written, Lord, in the 1 Corinthians chapter 2 in the verses 9 and to 10, that we were revealed of them by the Spirit of God. Now we give you glory and honor, for we see your works far. We see your works, Lord Jesus. We see your works, Holy Spirit. And we see your servants, the angels, those who fulfill your
work.
Like Psalms 103 and the verse 19 and 22. We glorify you, Father, above the heavens. We glorify you, Word of God, our Lord Jesus, in the third heaven, as in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 1 to 3.
We
thank you, Word of God. You left your thrones before. You came on the earth to die for us. You came close flesh.
The
Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit,
we
thank you, Lord, for in the Acts 2, verses 1 to 5, you sent your Holy Spirit.
And
all that Lord has been on the earth,
to bring
the kingdom of God, to lead us, to guide us, to teach us, and we thank the Holy Spirit for the great works he moves on to do on the
earth,
and never
leaves
the children of God, every generation, every generation. Even today, O God,
we
welcome the Holy Spirit to lead us as the children of God. The Bible speaks, those led by the Spirit of God,
they
are the children of God.
We
raise our voices, O God Almighty,
and
welcome the Holy Spirit that He be in us,
even
in our midst. Like written in John, chapter 14, verse 17,
18.
Get the place in us as it is written in the first Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
From the temples of the Spirit of God,
we welcome in us,
and we welcome in our
midst, O kingdom of God,
manifest, O Lord,
manifest to the works of God,
as
the
mother tell
us. Verses 28.
If
I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come.
O
Holy Spirit, ask you in our midst, you appear in us, O Lord, you appear
the
Spirit of truth, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of
understanding,
the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of power, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of fear of God, the Spirit of the Lord. We hope to welcome you in our midst and in us, Lord. If we get filled with your fullness,
O
Spirit of truth, we welcome you.
If
you want to lead us and empower us, as it is written in Zechariah chapter 4,
the
not by power, not by mighty, but by the Spirit of God.
O
Lord, we hope this world, as children of God, we need the power of the Holy Spirit in us, Lord, that we can overcome the world, we can overcome the power
of the Bible.
The Bible says, in the 1 John, chapter 5, verse 1 of 6,
that
born of God,
it
overcomes the world. Lord, each of us,
in
your children,
when
it is gathered in the world, we need to overcome this world,
for
it's you by the authority which enables us, by your Holy Spirit, that's why we welcome him, even today, that
gets
placed in us, and he shall be the mighty one with us. It is in our midst, the Spirit of truth, we welcome you, in Acts 1, verse 8, and the Bible says, the Holy Spirit
will
come and give you power, Of angels,
attack your church and they never come.
The angels,
God spoken in Psalms 103,
verse 20,
that angels, the mighty ones, who fulfill your word
and hear
the voice of the Lord.
Then
angels of Lord, that they can fight for us, that there is no one person.
This is the children
of God. They that will torment them, they that will not live the good life, the joy of salvation. We thank you, Lord, the group of angels, those led by the Holy Spirit, be able to serve with us and to fulfill your word in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Glory and honor is back to you. Pray all in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much, brethren. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is lives? Where you first, how have you left them? Prove when you go back, you have something to tell them. That you will be fulfilling Matthew 5,
right,
from verse 11 to 17. And speaks that we are light of the world, that we lighten the world, and we will honor God the Father. Now, as those who left,
you gather
enough light of the world to them. When you go back, lighten for them. And they see the glory of God. It will happen when they will come to fellowship with you. And them too have understood that they are children of the household of God, the holy clan of heaven. Greet of your brethren, wish them the best, which come from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Tell them still we've come to know what is done in heaven, and then we move on to do them.
But
still we follow the counsels of God for the call on this nation of Uganda,
on
behalf of all the nations,
to
prepare them for the coming back of Jesus. All
entire
heavens is on that right now. We want to be on it indeed, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We
thank God. The good moment is added us. We still move on with the call of the nation Uganda,
on
half of all nations on the earth,
and
we prepare them for the coming back of Jesus. And we lead all who love God in the entire world to prepare for the coming back of Jesus. Praise Jesus so much.
Still
look at our heading we began last Sunday, the way of preparing ourselves to fulfill the call upon the nation of Uganda on behalf of all the nations. But we created a heading in the midst there, some of the things we have to pass to prepare to fulfill that call. That is the book of Numbers, the book of the numbers of God in the nation of Uganda, as it was in the nation of Israel.
We're
still moving on to see that book.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
The
book of the numbers of God in the nation of Uganda, as it was in the nation of Israel.
If
God is blessing it in this ministry, the ministry, the new generation, which has the full knowledge of God and His glory.
And
we've been given a work to lead the Ugandans, the friends of Uganda, and all those who love God from the entire world,
to
fulfill the call upon Uganda on behalf of all nations,
to prepare
all nations for the coming back of Jesus, to take out his saints.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We
thank him, the living God,
that
we began that book of the numbers of God in the nation of Uganda, as it was in the nation of Israel. We first saw the reasons why we are seeing that book.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Those who were not here last Sunday, we began to first see the reasons why we sing the book of the numbers of God in the nation of Uganda, as it was in the nation of Israel. That book, it is in the Holy Scriptures, but it helps to prepare people in the order of God.
These are
some of the reasons we looked at last time. Praise Jesus so much.
When read in the 1 Corinthians
14:33, explain that our God is not of confusion, but it's a God of order in all his churches in the world. Praise Jesus so much. Now, the book of Numbers in the eras of children of Israel, it was used to prepare the children of Israel, every person in their own place, even in their own seasons, to raise up his flag, to be able to serve God, and is in the right place, in the right time. Praise Jesus so much. Now we understood reasons like those, and we knew as we work us together with God. 2 Corinthians 6:1,
it
ought us to have an order, for our God is of order.
Now
we, as ones leading our colleagues in the fulfillment of that call, we must have prepared ourselves very well. And I'm trying to recap the issues we saw. This is where we have been trying to recap what we covered.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Because our God is of order, he put there the book of Numbers, that it will be for preparing his people, his servants, in the entire world. In the 1 Corinthians 3:9,
the
Bible says we are workers together with God. As we work us together with God,
ought
to have an order just as God is.
And
still, the order helps us know the times and seasons of everything. As he explained in Ecclesiastes 3:1-5. Now we got explained of that issue last time. The reason why we see the book of Numbers of God in the nation of Uganda, as it was the nation of Israel, to be able to move people who are prepared well, to fulfill our call, or the call on the nation of Uganda, on behalf of all the nations, for the coming back of Jesus, to resume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Now we got the summary of those things to be seen
in
the book of the numbers of God in the nation of Uganda in AD, as it was in the Israel in BC. And we gave you the summary, and it was like this. After we saw the reasons why we see that book of Numbers, we moved on to get the summary. The summary showing us what we are meant to see. The summary of the things in the book of the numbers of God, nation of Uganda in AD, as it was in the nation of Israel in BC. And the first reason, now this book of the numbers of God in this nation of Uganda,
as
it was in Israel,
and
it's to help us fulfill the call on this nation of Uganda on behalf of all the nations.
I
remember we covered these reasons well.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. In the same book of the Numbers, we must see the day we got saved, or the day you enter into that ministry.
And
helps us to count our years, and then we hold a wise heart. That was number two. We promised we are to repeat it today. In those we see in the book of Numbers. But before we move on to repeat it, there is a third reason in the things we see which are in the book of Numbers. This reason, this book of Numbers help us person to realize their gift or spiritual gifts, that they will be given a grace enough from God. Then the fourth reason, the book of Numbers still helps to put us in the order and the knowledge,
and
to know your natural gift or natural gifts, that which is known as your work or your
work,
those which are naturally given you in this life, and then you realize the measure of grace God will give you, which is called potential or ability.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
The fifth
reason we are to see in the book of Numbers, this place will help us know where we live, our residential address. Where did God put you where you're best to seek for Him?
Still,
it will show us we came from heaven as we put on this world, and we meant to get back there.
Now,
the book to put us in an extreme order.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The sixth reason to be known in the book of Numbers, your physical family, where you were put, and together to tell you with the spiritual family.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Then,
and the seventh reason,
this
book is to move on to tell you
to
have communication in the world, just as God communicates with you right from heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
briefly, this is what we are to see in the book of Numbers.
We'll
move on to prepare us very
well.
Even today, we want to repeat what we see in the summary we've covered up, the second reason that we ended seeing last time, to know the day we got saved. In this book of Numbers, it helps us know the day you got saved, or the day you entered in the ministry,
and then
help you grow quick in the Christ Jesus. This reason we are going to be seeing.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. By name and voice, I'm still Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and our Bible reader Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Based in this ministry, the new generation, who is the full knowledge of God and His glory, we reach unto you the book of the Numbers of God in the nation of Uganda, in the era of
AD,
as it was in Israel in the BC.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We are on the second thing we see in the book of Numbers,
to know the day you got saved, or when you entered the ministry, then you will be helped on mature quick in the Christ Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
This
reason we look unto today in the book of the Numbers of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We want to move on and we look to Psalms 19 verses 9 unto 12. Let's read there and we hear.
Zaburi esula ya chenda olunyolo mwenda.
Psalms 90 from verses 9.
Kubange naku za fezo na zita mubusungu bo. Emiaka jafe jigwa onge chirozo. Olunyolo kumi. Enaku ze miaka jafe jemiaka nsambu. Era na ya manye gemere gawe ze miaka chinana.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus so much.
But utamanya birobi yafe kumisi kono.
Never know our seasons on this earth.
And
if we don't know why we are on this world,
and
if you don't know why God saved you, and when and why, all your years, all the years of God on earth, they can pass you and you pass by the wrath of God, and you move on to the next wrath.
See,
we try much on the earth, we will live 70 to
80
years. Those are what happened in the era of King David. As we hear in the Psalms
19,
starting from the verse
9,
praise Jesus so much.
And
the truth is this, brethren, you are meant to count our seasons. Time never just passes us under the sun. The children of Israel, when we saw the other time, we saw that they even put years in the book of Numbers, and they said by these years they will be matured and they will hold something to be doing. Now when you look to verses 12 in the Psalms
90,
it moves on to share this. Psalms 90 verses
12. Tuyoke tufuna mutima omugezi gezi.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
O tuyigirize ayi mukama.
You teach us, O Lord,
tubalenga wetyo enaku zafe,
that we count our days.
Tuyoke tubere na mutima omugezi gezi.
Then we shall hold the wise heart.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
Twagamba twakola chat yeyo.
We told you we made that chart.
Ajeta sobode kulagorwa lero rwe bitatirede bulungi.
Able to display today because of technical issues.
Nga oja kutulaga onaku ruwa rokoka abali wayingira mbuwere.
You will show us the day you got saved when you entered the ministry, and you will be helped. You teach us to count our days, O Lord, and then we shall hold a wise heart.
In
the time a person can count seasons and times, they can see whether they have lagged behind and they have not matured in spirit, neither in the body. But if they cannot count their seasons, they lack to have a wise heart. They lack the wisdom in the world, because seasons pass them like that, and they don't know. And they don't know years they have spent in salvation, and they've not asked themselves what they are doing. Even when we are under the sun, all those happen on us. Anytime someone is there, and every time they say they are young, what follows, they cannot count seasons and times. Praise Jesus so much.
We
look in the book of Numbers chapter 1 in the verses 3. God speaks like this with the nation of Israel.
Okubala ekitabo ky'okubala essuula esooka olunyolo okusatu.
Numbers chapter 1 verses 3.
Abakamaze emyaka
katubireda ku lusooka paka ku lwokusatu.
Okubala essuula esooka olunyolo soka.
Numbers chapter 1 from verses 1.
Awo Mukama n'ayogerera ne Musa mu ddungu lya Sinaayi muweema ey'okusisinkaniramu ku lunaku olw'olubereberye olw'omwezi ogwokubiri mu mwaka ogwokubiri ngabamaze okuva mu nsi ye Misiri ngayogera nti olunyolo okubiri Mubale omwendo gw'ekibiina kyonna eky'abaana ba Isirayiri ng'enda zaabwe bwe ziri, ng'ennyumba z'abakitaabwe bwe ziri, ng'omuwendo gw'amannya bwe guli, buli musajja ng'emitwe gyabwe bwe giri. Olunyo olwokusatu, abaakamaze emyaka abiri n'okukirawo, bonna abayinza okutabaala mu Isirayiri, gwe ne Aloni bali babala ng'eggye lyabwe bwe liri.
Yes, yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus so much.
Mu ggwanga lino erya Isirayiri.
In this nation of Israel.
Ekitabo ekyokubala.
The book of Numbers.
Kyaba kitabo kya kuteekateeka baana ba Katonda.
It was a book of preparing the children of God.
Ngeri ki gye balina okumuweereza.
How they unserve him.
Era yateekawo n'emyaka.
And even put the years.
Amakumi abiri egyo.
20 years.
Egyayogerwako gamba nti aba babalibwe nga babeerenga bakulu bantu bakulu.
Those which were spoken of that by 20 someone will be mature. Sometime back we saw when we saw the book of Numbers, why it's in the nation of Uganda. And we told that seasons have passed much. And that we don't say that a mature person begins at 20 years. In these days we've been using
18
years. Yet we hope to change it for in America they are in 16 years. Even others are in 14 years. Because seasons keeping changing as we started before. Now in all brethren, in the spiritual world of the church, even in the physical world we move by, some of the things which can quicken your life to understand seasons and times of everything is to be able to be prepared every person in their own place, even to count seasons and times. Now if you count your years, those you've spent in something, even though it is a real world, you can know where you have reached, where you need to add more strength.
So
now even in salvation, ever since you got saved, it will ought you to understand which seasons you got saved, you've spent how many years, where have you reached to mature in spirit, how have you gotten wise in the world, even physically, what has God added on you, that you don't just hang there.
And seasons
keep passing when you don't know what's moving on. And every season, God, there is something he wants you to do in it. God comes in those seasons and you are in another season again. You don't mind counting seasons. You don't mind to understand your days. Seasons pass you when you don't know. Praise Jesus so much. Now in the book of Numbers to base in Uganda, half of all nations in the world, it's to help us prepare children of God all over the world. And when the Lord Jesus will come back,
we
would have prepared the group and gathering of these saints. And they have an order which enables them to be in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We would have
prepared them well, every person having order.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So kitabo chokubala yesanga bachi kyaletedwa mugwanga lino lya Uganda.
Book of Numbers and the reason why it was brought in the nation of Uganda.
Kitabo kyali mugwanga lya Isirayiri.
As it was in Israel. To prepare us.
Paka mubiro ebyokuda kwa mukama afiyo.
Seasons of Christ is coming.
Kitabo chokubala.
The book of Numbers. The nation of Israel.
Chako zisibu kutekateka abana ba Katonda.
It was used to prepare the children of God.
Kutoka kumazaliwa ga Yesu.
To reaching the birth of Christ. Yet this
time
it prepares them to reaching the coming back of Jesus. We are going to see all that. When they explain the birth of Jesus, explained basing in the book of Numbers, and they showed the physical clan through which he came.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now it's to prepare us this time till he's come back. That is Moses.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
was given those words in his seasons.
Yes,
praise Jesus. So much. But in our brethren, in the time someone never counts their
seasons,
when did you get saved? Even the one who came in the world, they know when they came. And they keep celebrating their birthdays. But because those who celebrate, they don't know why they celebrate it. Think it's eating food. It's not about eating food. It's no seasons you've spent in the world and what you've done in them. What's not been perfected that you can correct them and then count the future ahead.
But they,
not eating cake and feasting like other things. Praise Jesus so much.
Now,
we in salvation when you got saved, we have no seasons we've gotten saved.
But
when you get saved, missions of God on your life begin. Which seasons have you understood God wants from you in that season and prepared what for you in that season?
So
now counting our season, it helps us know what God wants from us. One day God told Joshua, you've gotten old,
yet you still
held many cities I wanted you to overcome. You see how you got gotten old,
yet works
you're meant to do for me, they have not finished. That is Joshua. Let's read it. Joshua 13, it tells us this.
Joshua esura ya 13 onyo lusoka.
Joshua 13 from verse 1.
Joshua yalinga akadiye na yakamala emyaka mingi. Mukama namugamba nti okadiye wakamala emyaka mingi naye wasigadde ensi nyingi nnyo okuliibwa.
Namugamba naye kati Joshua.
I told him Joshua.
Ekizibu kati okadiye.
The problem you've got now.
Omaze emyaka mingi.
Taken many years.
Naye ekizibu wasigadde ebibuga bingi.
The problem there are still many cities.
Ebi alina okubanga biri.
Those you're meant to conquer.
Joshua
was a servant very determined. Problem is one God found with him, not learning to count seasons and times, what's meant to be done in them. Praise Jesus. God told him right.
You
but the problem, there are things you missed out to do. You had many cities to conquer. Some of them not conquered, they have remained. Not count seasons and times, the problem is there. Salvation we enter in.
In
the world we first enter in. Because we enter the world. What we call to be born involves counting seasons and times. And no God has sent you do what on the earth. Praise Jesus so much. In the same way, when God says you count seasons of your salvation, understand what God has called you and what you are to do.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That will not be like a group of people in salvation. But the person with an intention, a child who is chosen, who has an agenda and intention of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ibrahim.
You know, one day God called Abraham.
Ibrahim
said, "This Abraham, I cannot refuse to tell him my secret."
Ibrahim,
Abraham is going to turn many to righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Where
he speaks of David and says, in the Acts,
he
says, because
David
has a heart like mine, he will be able to fulfill all my plans. There he is called David.
His
plans is counted on him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Abraham said,
"Will turn many." I have to tell him my secrets.
When
calls King David,
he
says,
"He holds
a heart like mine.
He
will be able to fulfill all my plans." Now, what you know? For even yours, you never minded of them. We've been called as Uganda
on
behalf of all nations.
We didn't know
when it began, or it's not yet, or it's going to begin.
Atenga katonda ageno kuitanga ine chibalo kya abaze.
Yet God calls you when he has a calculation is counted on you. Like I've told you in the Genesis.
Yaita Ibrahim na agamba.
He called Abraham, he said.
Ibrahim sireme mubolira byama
byo. Abraham, I'll surely tell you my secrets.
Kubanga.
Because
wa kuchusa abantu banji
to turn many people.
Nene kati achachusa.
Up to now he's changing and turning them.
Ibrahim ne kati achachusa.
Abraham up to now is turning.
Era butusoma kubakiriza.
When we read of those of faith is on the
nawe
forefront.
No mukopa.
You
too,
you copy chusa. Him, it turns you.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. When he called King David,
Yagamba,
he said,
"Daudi, I know mutimo
kuringo has a heart like mine.
Erana inzo kutukirize bigenderu abyange.
I want to fulfill all my plans." God called you his plans even. You came with your own. So what is to be done of that? There he's going to call you on the table. Isaiah
1:18.
Come, we reason together. God
saved
the
motives.
Me too, I have my agenda. Come, we sit and see. Then we move together. After we have agreed. Is it not that? Have you ever thought on those seasons? Joshua, this is the problem he had. All other things was the determined man.
And
God, when he spoke of him, he would delight of him.
And said,
Joshua and Caleb, these are bold men.
When
concerning yards where the works were winding up, he told him, I tell you, Joshua, I've made you live for long. You
were
made to conquer many cities. But see, there have remained cities you've not conquered.
That's
Joshua.
Joshua esula ya 13 olinyo lusoka.
Joshua 13 verses 1.
Joshua yalinga akadiye nga yakamale miaka mingi. Mukama namgamba nti okadiye.
Shoko komeka.
You first pause there.
Mukama yagamba Joshua
God told Joshua you are very old. God is the God who can renew the youth of people.
But
Joshua gave him many years. He said, Joshua, you've lived, you are very old. Let's accept, refuse, you are old. But you have one problem.
It's
been in all your old age. You had many territories to conquer. But you didn't count seasons well. Let's read and we hear.
Joshua esura ya 13 olinyo lusoka.
Joshua 13 verses 1.
Joshua yalinga akadiye nga yakamale miaka mingi. Mukama namgamba nti okadiye wakamale miaka mingi. Naye wasigaddeyo ensi nyingi nnyo okuliibwa.
Namgamba naye Joshua.
He told him, Joshua,
okadiye ekizibu ekiriwo naye ekizibu
problem, by the problem
wasigaddeyo
ebuga bingi nnyo. There are still many other cities.
Those
to be conquered, made to be for the Israelites. In the work I called you with
the motive,
there were many cities you are to conquer. Many things God called you to do.
You are
not minding of your years now. First physical years, they are passing by like that. Salvation of
your life,
you didn't mind when you got saved. Even one of you never remembers. Another entered in ministry. He got saved out there.
In that
ministry, they entered. God told him here.
They
don't know when they went there. What they are to do there. But they are in there. They are a group of people. But people without any motive,
friends,
it had to serve in the new generation. You must have an agenda of God in you. Though you were having yours,
in
fulfilling the call of this nation on behalf of all nations, involves a great preparation. Don't just hear to prepare on all nations for the coming back of Jesus. And you ask how.
It
numbers which can tell you how.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You're not
going to waste time. I got saved, it's finished. Count seasons when you got saved.
In
seasons passing by, how am I appearing? Am I in the agenda of God or not?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now in those words,
he
moved on, told Joshua like this.
Joshua
13 verses 2.
Eno yensi esigaddewo ebifo byonna ebyabafirisuuti n'abagesuuli bonna olunyolo okusatu okuva ku Sikoli oguliraanye emisiri okutuuka ku nsalo eye Ekuloni ku luuyi olw'obukiiko obwakono ebalirwa abakanani abaami abataano abafirisuuti abagaza n'aba Sudodi n'aba Sukuloni abagiti n'aba Kuloni olwokuna era n'abaavi ku luuyi olw'obukiiko obwa ddyo ensi yonna ey'abakanani n'emmera ekyali ekya Basidoni okutuuka ku Afiki ku nsalo ey'Abamoli olunyo olwokutaano n'ensi ey'Abagaberi ey'Abagebali ne Lebanoni yonna ku luuyi olw'ebuvanjuba okuva ku Balugadi wansi w'olusozi Kerumoni okutuuka ku Kamasi awayingirirwa
yamugamba kati olaba
ebibuga
byonna
byaliwe
walina okubijjayo eri emikono
gy'abalabe
babwe.
Imagine you are meant to preach the gospel
to
reaching China. Now look, you've gotten old. You were meant to turn many.
Even
preach many. But we preach for changing.
When
we preach for judgment. Gospel of the kingdom is supposed to be a witness unto all the nations. Be a witness to the rebellious and even those who believe it. Now imagine God saved you thinking of eating,
building
houses and things like
that.
God too has something he planned and
is
up to. In every season there are things he needs from you. Now he's trying to mark for Joshua the cities he was meant to conquer.
Told him
these ones you didn't conquer them. What old rather? I don't know when sometimes he lays it. These ones made an example unto us. And God forgave him.
At least
did the greatest portion.
He
told him yet, I've forgiven you yet.
But
the problem, you didn't use the time well. Count and mind your seasons. Salvation passing time just in it. And as you backslide and you rise up again. If you fall and rise again, what
you
have to do, when will you do it? It's like a child you take to school. And he gets sick for a year and he finishes it. Now they have to repeat that class. And they can't be promoted to another class.
The
time you are in falling in salvation, you sell yourself, you rise up. You even give yourself scriptures.
And you say,
a righteous fall 7 times.
It
does not harm you to keep falling. You give yourself
scriptures.
The righteous will fall 7 times. And
he
will raise up. And even the 7 times you don't know them. Those you speak of the 7 spirits of God. You can lack the spirit of wisdom. And you're forgiven. And God has mastered. You ask when it ceases to be.
You
can lack the spirit of understanding. You ask. That's the falling of 7 times. You can lack the spirit of counsel.
You ask God to forgive you.
You
lack the spirit of power. You never trust the power of God. Yet after you come back, you can lack the spirit of knowledge and you speak what lacks knowledge. The knowledge of the word of God. And you ask forgiveness. You can lack the spirit of fear of God. And sometimes you fail to hate evil. And sometimes you fail to help many come from evil. And you repent, God forgive you. You can lack the spirit of the Lord.
At
times you fail to glorify God, or you get to doubt him. Those are seven times. There are seven times righteous can fall and rise up.
But if you fall because of
immorality and stealing and funny works, you have a problem. And you attach scriptures which you twist that they fit in your circumstance. Let's read and we hear.
Joshua esura ya 13 olunyolo 5.
Joshua 13 verses 5.
Nensi eyabagebali ne Lebanon yonna kuluyo olwebuvanjuba okutu okuva ku Balugadi wansi olusozi Kerumoni okutuka ku Kamasi awayingirirwa. Olunyolo 6. Abali munsi eyensozi bonna okuva ku Lebanoni okutuka ku Misulefo Sumayimu beba Sidoni bonna abo ndi bagoba mu maaso g'abaana ba Isirayiri. Kyokka ogigabire Isirayiri okuba obusika nga bwe nakulagira.
Yamugamba kati omanyi.
He told now you know.
Bikulemye okujjayo.
You fail to take and conquer them.
Naye gwe bigabe.
But you shall divide them among.
Give
them though they have not taken them from there.
It's
like your land the thief is having. You know we have thieves in this our nation. You had the land you meant to have, yet a thief is with it. They plotted and stole the land.
If
God sends you a redeemer, redeem it.
Yet
they
fail
and time passes them, they get old.
But
God still tells the old one, though it's not been redeemed, tell that person that is their land, I will give it to them. He told those who know what to do, you fail to redeem it for years past through. But what you are to do, give it to those who own it. Tell those of Judah, that's your land, where the Canaanites are. Those where the Jebusites, they are to your land. This one
is
God remained giving it to them.
Though
there are people who not rich to give salvation, and it's you God sent there. You God will send another.
But
that too is a case to get old and do not fulfill the work of God.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. He told him to them, but you failed to redeem it.
Years
have passed you like that. Someone said, I've just gotten saved. I'm blessed. You're blessed because you hear now. But another who never hears, what do you think they're up to? Those who get old in years, they spend in salvation and they get to be wisecers. Instead of getting understanding. They spend many years in salvation. The many years you've done, what in them? Have you fulfilled the will of God? Let's move on and we hear.
Joshua esura ya 13 olunyiriro musanvu.
Joshua 13 verse 7.
Kale kakano enseno ojigabe okuba obusika eri ebika omwenda n'ekitundu ekyekika ekya Manase. Olunyolo munana awamu noyo abalaubeni n'abagadi bawebwa obusika bwabwe. Musa bwe yabawa emitala wa Yorudani ku luuyi olw'ebivanjuba.
N'atandika okubagabira.
He began to divide among them.
Naye ngaebimu bikyali mu mikono gy'abalabe.
Some were still in the hands of the enemies.
Kubanga Yoshua yakaddiwa.
For Joshua got old.
And
he had not finished as the purpose of God was. All the works he prepared for him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Most people say that perhaps let's ask Jesus, God, to renew and restore them. But it involves sorrow.
To support Mukama to Hungary,
we ask God to add us more time. That to hold sorrow. Hezekiah, who asked for that, God was taking him to heaven. But when he added him years, he ended up committing sin.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Now,
in Isaiah 38, he speaks this. Unto you who says, but I did know those seasons, God add me of years.
And
them too, you ask them as you're careful,
but
they may be harmful to you. What you had not do everything in the seasons.
You
learn to count seasons of your salvation.
Learn
count seasons of entered ministry.
Then you
will hold a wise heart.
That which
gets wise in the word of God.
Let's read Ezekiel 38.
Isaiah 38. Isaiah 38 from verse 1.
Mubirebio, Kezekia nalwala okumpi nokufa. Isaiah nabi mutabani wa Amozi, najajali, namgamba nti, bwatyo bwayogera Mukama nti, teka enyumba yo, kubango genda kufa soto genda kulama. Olunyolo okubiri, awo Kezekia nachusiza amaaso ge ku kisenge, ne yegayira Mukama nayogera nti, olunyolo kusatu. Jukira kakano ayi Mukama nkwegayiridde bwe natambuliranga mu maaso go n'amazima n'omutima ogwatuukirira n'enkola ebiri mu maaso g'ebirungi. Kezekiya n'akaaba nnyo amaziga. Olunyolokuna, awo ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijjira Isaya. Olunyolokutaano, nti genda ogambe Kezekiya nti bw'atyo bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda wa Dawudi kitaawo, nti mpulidde okusaba kwo, ndabi ya maziga go, laba ndiyongera kuna kuzo emyaka 15. Olunyolo mukaga, era ndi kuonya gwe n'ekibuga kino mu mukono gwa kabaka we Bwasuli, era ndi lwanira ekibuga kino. Olw'omusanvu, era ne kakano, era kano kekanaba kabonero gy'oli okuva eri Mukama, nga Mukama alikola ekigambo kino kyayogedde.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much.
Mukama yalaba ebiro bya
God saw seasons of King Hezekiah and had finished. Those who was meant to be on the earth.
Good
works he had done perfected well. Now the problem again.
Remained
a little thing to prepare and order his house.
Who
is going to get in his footsteps?
People
not to argue for things.
If
he's checked out of the body,
remain
with that, the rest is done good works.
But
when he turned to the world, he told God all the good things as he's done them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
God says,
if you insist, you've not accepted your days of the earth that they are finished.
God
of seasons are hard and those behind. Let me add you 15 years. But Bible shows
it
was not good again. It did evils.
So
it's not good to bypass your seasons. Many times we always pray, Lord, make me live like a tortoise. Tortoise has works to do in the years of its living long.
But it
tries to do what it's meant to be doing.
Why
makes itself move very slow with carefulness?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now you,
those many years, they didn't prepare them for you. You're meant to do works in them. When God calls us in salvation, according to how he tells us,
1 Corinthians 15 and verse 23, he brings you in your seasons on the world. Even in salvation you have your season. Even in ministry you have your season, and you have to count those seasons. Let's look there and we see. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 23,
Kristo gwe mwako mbelebelie oluvanyuma ba Kristo mukujja kwe.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Buli muntu aline chifo che
ebirobye. Every person holds their own seasons.
Mabakuletera kunsi.
Where they brought on the earth.
Ebirebyo okulokolebwa.
Seasons of getting saved.
Ebirebyo okuwereza.
Seasons of serving and ministering.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Sotojja buzibuli muti buli muntu talina seasonize.
Don't just come that every person doesn't have their season. Everyone, you have a season, you get saved. Just
through.
As everyone has a season, they enter the world.
And there are
seasons of ministering. Always count for seasons that you not fail to fulfill works God plotted you to fulfill. And don't begin to think you'll ask for many others. For before you ask them, always first ask. What is in the years I'm asking?
And
God flashes you in there. If you say they are good, you say, let them be added me. But God brings you in his own seasons.
Damuko wa guru katono. Mbakolise chisoka 15 abiri mubiri.
Abakolise chisoka sura ya 15 onyolwa abiri mubiri.
1 Corinthians 15 verse 22.
Kubabo na ngabwe bafira mu Adam. Era bwe batyo mu Kristo bona mwe balifukira abalamu. Olwabiri mwesatu. Na ye buli muntu mu kifoche ye. Kristo gwe mwako mbereberie oluvanyuma ba Kristo mukujja kwe.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Kwigamba tuzukira mu Kristo.
Now we raise up in the Christ.
Na every muntu mu kifo kye.
Every person in their own place.
Wali we birobyo gwe.
Your seasons you. Of your salvation. When did you get saved? Have you learned count seasons you've spent? That you get to have a wise heart.
And
know where I've reached in understanding the word of God. For wisdom is in the word. They are motives of God. Those he put on your life. When he called in salvation. Have they been done well? For Joshua is gotten old. And the purpose of God has not been fulfilled by Joshua. And
he
forgave him, for he had done the greatest work. But God be an example to us. If you don't know seasons you came in the world, and the reason why God created you on the world, or still if you don't know seasons of your salvation, that too bring problems. For you don't mature as the measure of Christ is.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When you enter salvation, this way he speaks, these are seasons of being accepted. Means you have to realize your seasons. Let's read there and we see. Isaiah 61 from verse 1.
Omoyo gwa Mukama Katonda guli kunze, kubanga Mukama nfuseka mafuta okubulira abawombefu ebigambo ebirungi. Antumye okusiba balina emitima egimenyese, okulangirira eddembe ly'abawambe n'abasiba okugulirwawo ekkomera. Olunya olwokubiri, okulanga omwaka gwa Mukama ogw'okukkiririzibwamu, n'olunaku lwa Mukama, n'olunaku lwa Katonda waffe olw'okuwalanirwamu eggwanga.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Kwegamba Katonda alina ebiro eby'okukkirizibwa.
God has the seasons of their being accepted.
Alina olunaku.
He has a day.
Oba omwaka gwa Mukama.
Or the year of the Lord.
Ogw'okuwalaniramu eggwanga.
Of carrying out vengeance.
Eri abo abalabi.
Unto the enemies.
or to those who torment you. You understand God, the seasons that now God has accepted me.
I'm saved,
he's accepted me salvation. But which seasons? Come to serve God, he's accepted me. He wants you to know seasons. He
will
handle seasons of current vengeance out.
Those
who haunted you in seasons back.
Satan ne bamalaika baba ago.
Satan and his fallen angels, the demons,
nabo abomu bantu,
and those in the people,
abeko bana ne Satan,
those who condive with Satan.
God wants
you to know when you go to
heaven. Seasons,
he accepted you. He to know seasons. When will persecute the enemies? Now you are his, the time you spend in salvation. Where you've reached to become one of him. And you are in him. And his words are in you. If you got saved, yes. Seasons have passed you like that. Book of Numbers to come in Uganda. As it was in Israel. Come to be prepared as we
leading
all the nations. The children of God to prepare for the coming back of Jesus. But in that helping us, it involves you explain.
When
we are going to release it, we shall feel it.
But
you first understand when you go to
sleep.
When did you enter this ministry? The most important decision time you entered this ministry, which is given the work to fulfill the call on the nation.
That
we know how we shall help on you, and you hold the wise heart.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we know how God will help you. If we restore back intercessors, you will reach them, tell them, friends, I've spent years in salvation. I'm a person who would never get scriptures. What is wrong with me?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Intercessors who say, Lord, you told us
to
learn to count our years, like Psalms 90, verse 9 to 12.
They
hold the wise heart. Lord, this brother, without wisdom in the word. And you told us
that
wisdom is in the word. As you spoke in
Jeremiah,
chapter
8,
verse 8 and
9.
If they reject your word, what wisdom is in them? But Lord,
you
told us in James, chapter 8. Chapter
1.
He who lacks wisdom, let them ask you,
O
Lord, your Holy Spirit. He writes scriptures in people's hearts, even their minds, as he spoke in 2 Corinthians, chapter
3.
Lord, help this brother broaden their memory, write their scriptures in Holy Spirit. Help them.
John
14:26. Remind them to them. Teach them to
when
them.
They
will need to preach, fulfill Matthew 10, give them what to answer when they ask them. Now the brother will be helped. For you can complain to seasons before God.
That's
the Lord. I've spent years in salvation. But look at
how
demons strangle me still.
I'm
the one losing.
No
angels protecting me. Have no spirit in me. I am a senseless house, empty. Every demon coming in me,
on the
years of spending salvation,
business
cannot pray my business to stand. There you have a rightful complaint. But you will shout to God, oh Lord, still, I got saved. Then I ask, but you don't mind of me.
You say,
in your seasons, what have you been doing in them?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Your seasons, what have you been doing in them? You didn't mind them. You find an old man, and
they are complicated. You
hoot at them to take away their motorcycle. You are in the way. You are on your motor bicycle. You find an old man is
walking in the way, and you hoot at them, you fool. Don't mind of our age. For us footing. Your years, that's how you wasted them. You live the way we have used ours well. But they go to report to bewitch. When you bewitch a born again, you waste your time. You pass with your car and you put at them, old man. You just put at us. They wasted their seasons, they were drinking alcohol. Someone gets angry as an apostle. Still you abuse us of many years. I'm going to abuse you, but you wasted your seasons. Now you see a young youth building. Boys are proud. It's not right. You had big chunks of land, yet you sold portions drinking alcohol. But brethren, our nation, they must be a real light of light knowledge. We must be found when we've been prepared first, as those who prepare all the other nations. Don't waste your time. Learn to count your time. Then you will hold the wise heart. But in all, it's our work leading us. God has given us ability. Take care of you, know that you understand that. Even when you've given a charge to watch over your brethren, understand how things are meant to be. Each one of us is the foreseer of another. But as foreseers, we are to give accountability. What we didn't tell you and you handled them wrongly. We too, when we give the word of God, we must give it to you in its own time. But I'm trying to tell you, it's good to count seasons and times. Praise Jesus. For when speaks of a stewardship, according to Hebrews 13, verse 17, he tells us this. Hebrews 13, verse
17. Kubanga abo batunula olw'obulamu bwammwe. Nga baliwoza bwe bakola, balyoke bakolenga bwe batyo n'essanyu so si nakuwalirizibwa.
Praise Jesus. Let's look keenly those leading us, as those who will give accountability. You know, they will ask you of me.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
These
seasons I was preaching what to you? Why did I not tell you what you were meant to understand in your seasons? Let me tell you,
you
see, when go in every ministry you find on the world,
which
claims to speak of the name Jesus, but the stewardship,
have
they foreseen you as those who will be inquiring of you? For it's my work
to
tell you, you must know seasons you enter salvation
or
ministry to serve God. Then you learn to count them. Then you will hold the wise heart,
get
more wise in the word of God, even mature spiritual physical, and you are increasing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I have to give accountability. What did I preach to you? Right when you got saved, what you need to know.
That
the servant speaks of in Matthew, that you find him we put to give his brother's food, the food of the word of God in its seasons.
Nange nayingira mukuwereza.
Me too, I entered ministry.
Naye ninomanya mbiro bwebitu nkubulira ki.
No, in this season I preach what to you.
Olimingo kubira ngo okonye.
That you not stagnate right from there.
Waroko kaimi akajijo nayo mutote guri muatene byawandika.
Many years, but the head has nothing like scripture.
Katinza akwata Bible nga nino jichu sedde mugwe ku moyo wa Katonda.
Who has the Bible and have to change it?
Nkoze ochi.
by the Spirit of God, what have I done of that?
Me
do I come read one scripture?
Nemba
and I read say to your brother, I waste your time like that. Me myself, you understand seasons of your salvation. Being accepted before God.
And
God gets a day to carry vengeance to your enemies. God too is in seasons.
He
have lessened you.
Told
you what you're meant to know in the seasons. Not going to learn count seasons. If you need to work in those seasons, I have to tell you this season of working. Working, come back, study the word, preach it to those who have.
For
so you still have the seasons. See, they tell you. Seasons are there, you're not that you're preaching all the time. Tell you one thing, God told you, don't work again, sit there. And you see
the season of your blessings
passed and you get old. You reach ahead. It's us they're not taken care of in church. We have loved for a long time. We have loved all our young. Yet they wasted your seasons. If God builds me a house.
Seasons of youth, we told you
sit there and you sat.
You're
not that every time you were occupied. You had time of working. Time of working will finish.
And
you can no more carry anything. You can't say clothes of 10,000. You can't do that. Now you see, the things of not knowing our seasons is very dangerous. Very bad.
When salvation
is stagnant, we say you wait for the Lord. We wait for God in his season still. Don't await him out of his seasons. Praise Jesus. I tell people today you have time to work. Our works as physical gifts are. But there are times which will finish. Every time we are in ministry. Everywhere. No more can go to your camera, you're making photos like that. But if
so
that's there, you lay foundation. Of the natural gift as it's given you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Me
now I can plow, I can do business.
Every business
you call me.
I was in those things
in my seasons. If you have a garden, you call me, I'll sample you.
You
call me to business, I show you. I did business, God even chased me from there.
You give
a job in 2 weeks. You give me 100, you find a million shillings. I will plan. And sometimes it chases me saying I've been consumed by it. And the head is on alert.
Don't see me and say
Apostle has no business.
My business. I know business.
Those who move with me, they know it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
I did them in their season.
Don't
say I will not go inquire business from Apostle. Maybe he doesn't understand it well. Understand only things of heaven.
Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
truth is this, brethren. Me as your steward. Each one when they discover their gifts, the spiritual and the natural,
and
given to help another.
I've
tried no seasons of their salvation. And from those seasons,
what
God counted in your seasons, your move. What did he prepare you
Naye
for?
Yategeka,
what did he prepare to fulfill your way? And in which seasons? That you don't delay your season.
It
tells us in Matthew 24, verse 44, he says this. Matthew 24, verse 44.
Matayo sura ya 24 olunyolwana mwenya mukale namwe mwetekereteke kubanga mukisera kyemutaloolezaamu omwana w'omuntu chajiramu
nyumanyera nebiro bwebitu
even seasons are like that
nebyo kuda kwa mukama wa Yesu nabirimu okwetegeka
coming back of Jesus evolves to prepare. Now you have to get ready.
Naye atamanyi biro yetegeka
one who never knows seasons, how can they prepare themselves?
And
down he moved, don't tell us this.
Matthew 24:45. Mukama we gwali sanga ngaze ngakola bwatyo.
Muddukyoyo.
Who is that servant?
Asubulu okumanya.
Who can know?
Tukusinzira mu biro bwebiti.
According to this season.
Omuntu ono yetaga ye enjiri.
Person they need the gospel.
Emuzamu amani.
Which encourages them to learn how to work.
Naira be biro byatulimu.
Look at the seasons.
Tubera mu njiri ya byafu.
The gospel is financial.
Paka.
To the end.
Iye. If
we give you food of the word of God, we count seasons also.
You don't come to get
to preach whatever you find.
There
are seasons you look.
You
preach about false prophets to be known.
You're
not a preacher known in the seasons before God.
Even
heaven's never known you. They say that one is not our preacher. Now you look to seasons. You see, we have to preach what? Though we preach the entire gospel as it's in the scriptures,
we
go to ministers, look at church how it is, and those in
need,
and what they do. What are you meant to preach?
You
have to preach.
Appreciate
the spirit of God and his works,
Satan,
and the spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness. For eras are evil. Evil spirits are many which claim to be spirit of God. Rich of the right Christ and the false Christ.
And the ministers
of the right Christ and those of the false Christ.
And
someone who knows the souls we are in, they are evil.
The
servant of God, your responsibility. Now you are a servant.
You
are meant to serve nations.
That
you have to know. Even just preaching, the person to be saved, or that saved, you should not waste time for them in salvation. If you speak with them, ask them when they got saved, begin to count what they are up to.
If you have
things of ignorance, and
it's
been 10 years in salvation, or this child stagnated, get a way to help them.
Many
why they speak like that. Ask them, who is Jesus? I say, Jesus.
He
was born of Mary. Now give me scriptures.
Scriptures.
Pastor is the one who spoke of them. Don't you think just the word of God? I heard them speak of that. But 10 years in salvation,
straight
the child of God has a problem. He stagnated. He
grew up in a home which never gives food. And they never grew, they retarded. And me, when you speak with me, I straight know whether you retarded or not. Whether you gradually mature
all,
and I get of food which has the booster. And you mature quick.
Don't worry
that you come in full knowledge. If you reach the spirit as well,
he knows
and where to start. That's the gospel you ask for. What you ask of is what is being answered as you see that there.
And
he said, when did he see me of this?
He puts in you
booster foods of the word of God.
You mature
quick, for you are retarded.
Another
full knowledge.
They are
seated yet, they don't have full knowledge. They are even resting. Now you are retarded. God said no. I don't want people retarded here.
Booster food
of the word of God. Mature quick.
Amen.
Now you speak with your brother. Things.
Immaturity.
They will ask you how long you've been in full knowledge. And they hear what you even speak.
They
come and tell me, Apostle, you know what? Other brother retarded.
But don't call your brother.
They need help.
Know
that those children was going to use and they scorned their colleagues
and
spent many years in full knowledge, but the head is of that fish and you anger them. Don't speak sharp words like that. Restore your brother, restore them with carefulness, like Galatians 6. You restore them. Don't reach there and Satan confuses you. What you tell them, they don't understand, then you abuse them.
Satan,
and when he's taken you yourself. Don't reach there when you restore your brother. You see what you explain, they don't understand. And they are just sleeping.
And
that's how you will sleep in hell. Don't go there and rather get corrupted. But brethren, in the Luke 19, verse 44, God tells us this on the issue of seasons of our salvation, of knowing seasons we get saved by. All that we come into ministry, then we shall hold the wise heart and wisdom in the word of God.
Luke 19 verse 44.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Not
recognize seasons God visited you. No, the day you got saved is a mega day. God came.
If you
never thought of it, maybe what you saved before you didn't understand it. Ever since God brought you in full knowledge, He wanted you to begin a book of numbers.
No
seasons He saved you from.
Know
how you will be moving on in understanding.
And
we all in the entire world, as we come to salvation, required of you know seasons and times. God saved, God has what motive? And every day passing, you move on in glory of the knowledge of God. Every day expects you move from glory, moving into glory. But he says, he who boosts, he who gets glory, let them get in the Lord, and they know him.
You're moving
on in glory is to get on knowledge of God.
It
adds you what you need.
There are
seasons which hurt me.
Those who
wasted out there we have been. For we remember last God, as He taught us on the spiritual gifts.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we spend a long time in studying.
No, somebody you study
what you're not going to do.
21
subjects, you're in senior one.
But you're
not going to do all of them.
You reach
senior things, you drop some. Why do you waste my time then? Why did you look my seasons of coming of the world? And I'm born.
And
look at my initial years. What am I going to be in this world?
And taught
the exact I'm meant to be.
Instead
of taking me in baby class, you teach me what you want. You take me to top class,
you
waste trouble my mind.
Enter
me primary. I spent 7 years.
Yet
I'm not filled of seven spirits.
Primary.
I got from primary.
Secondary.
I enter secondary education. Now what surprises most?
When you leave
primary, they don't give you a job. They say you're not learned. Yet all along you've been learning.
And
I come in secondary. Senior 1 to senior 4.
Subject.
You must get 21 subjects.
And
you drop, you remain with 11. Those have dropped, why did you give them to me? And you do 21. And you reach senior 4. Now all those pile of books, they give you plenty of notes like that. At the end of senior 4, they
set
6 questions. Me, I studied other notes,
they
set elsewhere. If I don't pass, they say I'm a fool.
And
waste time you go study
A level.
Study senior
5
and
6. In,
get your 5 yeah. subjects 4. And you study them. And they pile you with notes. You are in the world studying.
Yes,
if you drop out to senior 6,
ofurumie.
You've got enough. They say. They have no job. They are not
learned. There
is no work they have studied over. How long have you troubled me? I've gotten out from senior
6.
I've studied something like
18
years. I'm studying. If I've not repeated a class. But I've
gone out. I'm
not
learned.
No work. I've studied.
18
to 20 years I've studied. No work.
Why do you waste time?
We came on the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And I didn't go to university.
Now you go to university. 3, 4 and above years. When you come out, they say you have no experience. I am
25
years. I have no experience.
And
then you move. You shift up and down, you've studied.
It's one of the seasons
they wasted for you.
It's true.
Let's celebrate our birthdays. Our birth physically. As we celebrate those
of
our birth in Christ Jesus.
That
we remember. Even what you did in the world. What have I done there? What have I not fulfilled? Where have I messed up that I lied myself?
And
you celebrate your physical birthday. You remember. We need to celebrate the spiritual birthday.
No
one died, all brethren.
We need
happy death day. I checked out of the body and I went back home in heaven. Is that not a joyful day?
Happy death day.
Kari, urunako uresa nyurokuva mubi.
The day of checking out of the body, the joyful day.
Ingana urukuzi wada yadayo mukuru.
They went back to heaven.
Uachisi kaka tuloba kuzara mosiro oyorekera buyeni.
Birth you in the world, you heading on to sorrow.
Urukuva mubi yogene mukuru eresa nyuroto urukuzi.
The checking out of the body to head to joy, you never celebrate it. But let's leave that. Those are of the Holy Spirit. If you want to be in them, you're free. It's up to you.
We do
the day with is joyful to us in the world. The day Jesus died and rose up.
But
the day he was born, he was a major day.
But it
did die for us. It would have been very bad.
He
was meant to die for us and rise up.
For
if he didn't do that, we had gotten finished. Hell and the lake of fire had finished us. But brethren, our seasons of coming in the world, what God created to be in the world, our seasons of our salvation, getting born again, seasons of serving God, to count and to know them, it's a very important thing. Then you will hold a wise heart. Most of our time, we get saved, but we have to mature to reach the measure of Christ, to reaching into all knowledge as Christ Jesus was. But indeed, if you get saved, can you count how you are to mature to reach the measure of Christ? When he speaks in Ephesians 4:11-14,
says,
spiritual gifts, as we shall start of them, he gives them to us to use them to help you to mature to reaching the measure of Christ. And all truth, you know it. Why Christ is called the truth? For all things of truth are within him, and they come from him. Praise Jesus. That's why once all people get saved and they reach in knowing all truth, there they would have matured. Now imagine,
Spend,
don't know when you entered, you've matured to what extent. Let's read Ephesians. Ephesians 4:9.
Aliokatu kilize byonna kuminarumu eroyo nawa abalala okubeera abatume n'abalala bannabbi n'abalala ababuulizi n'abalala abalunda n'abayigiriza olw'okuminebbiri olw'okutuukiriza abatukuvu olw'omulimu ogw'okuweereza olw'okuzimba omubiri gwa Kristo 13 okutuusa lwe tulituuka ffenna mu bumu obw'okukkiriza n'obw'okutegeera omwana wa Katonda lwetulituuka okuba omuntu omukulu okutuuka mu kigera ekyobukulu oba okutuukirira kwa Kristo.
Nti
bwe tulituuka,
that is when we shall reach.
Awadde ebirabo abatume,
given gifts of apostles,
abasumba,
pastors,
nti tukuyambe,
that we help you,
otuuka okukula,
you reach to mature,
okutuuka ku bukulu obw'ekigera kya Kristo,
maturity of the measure of Christ.
Mulokozi tolokoka kubeera mu bubeezi,
you don't get saved just again,
okukula otuuka ku kigera kya Kristo,
reach the maturity of the measure of Christ.
Na yesinga tobala nalokoka ti,
if you don't count when you got saved,
yesinga kuyita konga tokula mu Kristo,
pass by you, you don't mature in Christ, you don't mature in understanding.
Kubanga ekigera ky'obukulu bwa Kristo,
the measure of maturity of Christ,
kwe kutegeera amazima gonna,
understand all truth.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Na yetu tukula kubanga tetumanya bibi yetwarokokera mu.
Mature, for we don't know seasons we got saved.
Tobifana ko.
Don't even mind them.
Obera obezi narokoka.
You're there claiming you got saved.
Nenga katonda agamba.
But God says,
okuze chenkanachi.
Mature to what extent?
Wango inokulo tuke kuchigira cha Kristo.
Mature, reach the measure of Christ.
Rubire mukonyure 13:14.
Let's repeat verse 13 and 14.
Ephesians 4 verse 13.
Okutusa lwe tulituka fenna mu bumu obwo okukkiriza n'obwo okutegeera omwana wa Katonda lwe tulituka okuba omuntu omukulu okutuka mu kigere ekyobukulu obwo okutuukirira kwa Kristo. Olunyolo 14 tulemenga okubeera nate abaana abato nga tuyugana nga tutwalibwanga buli mpewo ey'okuyigiriza mu bukuusa bw'abantu mu nkwe olw'okugoberanga okuteesa kw'obulimba.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nti ayagala tukule.
That he wants us mature.
Okutuuka ku bukulu.
To reach the maturity.
Obw'ekigera kya Kristo.
Of the measure of Christ.
Nga tetukyatwalibwa kuyigiriza kuno.
No more taught.
Okuyigiriza okujja.
Any way of teaching.
Kubanga bwe tulokoka.
When we get saved.
Katonda ayagala tutuuke mu kumanya amazima gonna.
God wants us rich in knowing all truth.
Abo atugamba mu Temiseewo.
As he tells us in Timothy.
Ngeri Timoteo sura ya 10 ya 2 ya 3
First Timothy 2:4
Timoteo kisoka sura ya 10 na 2
Timoteo kisoka sura ya 10 na 2 Kulwa bakabaka
Wakuna
tutandika lwa 3
Timoteo kisoka sura ya 10 na 2
First Timothy chapter 2 from verse 3
Echo che kirunje ekikirizibwa maso gomulokozi waffe Katonda olunyolo kuna ayagala abantu bonna okulokoka era n'okutuuka mu kumanyira ddala amazima.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Katonda ayagala olokoke.
God wanted you to get saved.
N'ekigendeerwa ekiddako.
And the next intention
otuuke mu kumanya amazima gonna.
You reach to know all the truth.
So si kulokoka bulokozi.
But not just getting saved.
Naye n'okutuuka mu kumanya amazima gonna.
But reaching knowing all truth.
There
you've reached the maturity
of the measure
of Christ.
And you
don't just get saved and you're in there, you got saved.
But as we
were told,
that as
count your seasons of growing in Christ and understanding all truth,
God
told you to add on you what you need in this
life. It means
even in this life, you must be maturing.
There
are things you progress on in what you need.
The more you
mature in the Word of
God,
move to preach to many
people, many
who need help.
Banja bakwegattako.
Many join on you.
Kati ne Katonda kyakola.
Even what God does.
Akutuukirizaako.
He fulfills upon you.
Ekyawandiikibwa kiri mu Peter ekyokubiri.
The scripture in 2 Peter.
Esule soko nyulu okusatu.
Chapter 1 verse 3.
Obuyinza bw'obwa Katonda.
The divine power of God.
Bwe watu babitwetaaga mu namu muno.
Give us what we need in life.
Ne mukumuweereza.
And in serving him.
Ne mukumutegeera.
Even in understanding him.
Abali n'okwongerako bye weetaaga mu namu muno.
On you what you need in this life.
Ne mukumuweereza ngo wanongo oyamba oweereza.
Serving him as you sub ministering.
Ate n'ofuna obudde bw'okumutegeera.
Even get time to understand him.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus.
So tokula bukuzi side yemu.
Don't just mature one
Kati
side.
Okubala ebiro byaffe.
Now counting our season.
Ebiro bulokozi.
Of salvation.
Ebiro byokuyingira kuweereza Katonda.
Seasons of entering God's ministry.
Kigambo kikuru nnyo.
It's a major word.
Era nga bwe yatugambye mu Zaburi 9.
As it told us in Psalms
90.
Verses 12.
Kibwe tulioka bwetu ntubeera n'omutima omugezigezi.
That then we shall hold the wise heart.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nga tumaze okukula.
And we've matured.
Ebiseera ebisinga.
Many times.
Kanisa buli lw'otasobola kubala biro byo.
Church, anytime you don't count your season.
Ogenda sigala nga weetaaga mmere y'abaana
bato. Remain needing food of the young children.
Ekigambo ky'abato.
Word of the infants.
Abaakalokokera ddala buliwo.
Just gotten saved.
Tusooke tumunnyonnyola ate.
Let's first explain them.
Amanyi Yesu.
You know Jesus.
Akati ate.
Right now.
Amanyi alokolera
awonya. He saves and he heals.
Akati ajja kutwala mu mawanga.
He will take you to nations.
Akati buli lw'otakula.
Anytime you never mature.
Injiri The
gospel is what you go for of the young children.
If you
don't grow in knowledge, you understand nothing. And when I speak that,
I speak
church in the entire world, they retarded.
Well,
if you still think all the time,
gospel
of needs, you are young.
But
there's no maturity in Christ Jesus. Did my when you got saved? Why if God has not reached this view, what you need in life?
When you say,
seek his kingdom
and righteousness,
he will add them.
And they turn
you to seek what is meant to be added you.
And
you got to retire.
Speaks
1 Corinthians 3.
And
verse 1, he says this.
1 Corinthians
chapter 3 verse 1.
Nanga aboluganda sayinza kuogera namwe ngabomoyo naye ngabomubiri ngabana abawere mu Kristo
mulimu okubera ngo likana katowa akatokoka.
You get to be an infant, you've just gotten saved. And the host said, I have spent many years. I speak with you as infant children. Those young, just gotten saved.
And three, 5 years
of salvation, or 10. But you said the book of Revelation, you're not to read it.
That's
for the mature, when will you mature? Pastor spent 40 years. Don't read that book. We failed on it.
Now,
those are 40 years where you've spent it and wasted them. Now, Holy Spirit explained through Apostle Paul.
He said,
now you wear me. Let's repeat and we hear. I pray God help us as we hear this book of Numbers. Book preparing us to be in the right order. Tell us we write the sins we entered the world. That you will make your own book.
Right.
This give you fill the time of your salvation. And know what you're going to move doing.
It's not be there
all along you're in Jesus and you're young. You know, woman, I always visit people's homes.
You
speak to people, but what they speak, don't fear to speak when I've come. I'm trying to tell you. What they speak
in the young
speak, they speak these of the young children. Young children in Christ, if they have not lacked wisdom. I go in the way I say Lord. My brother, is it that maybe I did mind? What
we've
been speaking, what he's been answering. Sometimes I check with scriptures. You answer them when they're twisted.
Don't remember
scriptures, they speak their stories. You bring scriptures and you see they don't answer you in a scripture. And they are outside the word. Don't fear to speak.
I'm going to
even visit where I've not reached.
But
don't begin to wonder what you are going to speak.
Speak
what you feel in that time will be helped.
We shall not know how to help you.
Speak with other people in the world.
Now we have to nyumia na
you too, we can speak with you. And we are careful. We help each other as we
in
Christ. According to what we've been answering, you're lacking. Let's read and we hear.
First Corinthians
chapter 3 from verse 1.
Nange aboluganda sayinza kwogera namwe ng'ab'omwoyo naye ng'ab'omubiri ng'abaana abawere mu Kristo.
There's a point you reach.
No salalevo yo kwogera
n'abantu.
You
brought words which are elevated.
Ogenda okulaba.
You begin to see their far.
Entegeera ye.
Their understanding.
Bw'otayogera ku Yesu nga bw'agenda.
Don't speak of Jesus.
Okuyimusa
ennyumba ye. He's going to raise up the house.
You
need to see a minister who is perfected well.
You know young children. When you speak with them, you begin to speak. I'm going to buy lands. I will build their storage houses. They ask you, shall we eat sweets from there? Will you cook rice? And you know they are of young children. Told them great things, they will bring their things of their level.
I ask you,
will you put a swing king for us there? I will drive my bicycle from there. They speak their own of the young children as you know them. Let's read that we hear.
1
Corinthians chapter 3 verses 2.
Nabanyo esamata so simmere kubanga mwali temunnagiyinza. Na era ne kakano temunnagiyinza.
Yatukijaga banne. Ekisira kyokwowe mmere
giving you food of the mature people, the word of God of maturity.
It's come,
but still you've not yet been able to handle it.
First
Corinthians chapter 3 verses 3.
Kubanga mukyali ba mubiri.
To see yourself in Christ still young. You everything see it in the carnal way. In the way of the children. How does it appear?
1 Corinthians 3 verses 3.
If you are in these things, straight know your size and your level.
1 Corinthians 3 verses 3. No kuyomba.
If you your mouth,
in
years you spent in salvation, borrowing you is, it's easier your way. You need to think of your size.
1 Corinthians 3 verses 3.
Still see you are like one of the world people. 1 Corinthians 3:4.
Nomlala nti nze ndi wa Apollo nga temuli bantu buntu.
Naga kakati.
He said now.
Ekanisa bwebe kyali mu bino.
If church still holds the things.
Omanyinze.
You know me.
Fe tuli ba Serwada.
We are of Serwada.
Fe tuli ba miracle.
We are of miracle.
Fe omanyi tuli ba Sunga Chiganda.
We are of Pastor Chiganda.
Kanisa ochayogera ebyo.
You still speak that?
Fe fe na tuli ba Kristo.
All we are of Christ.
Otuka no mango okuzi.
You reach to have matured in that level now.
Ni otuka no ngamanya.
You used to say.
Fo manyi kankubuli.
You know we let me tell
tulibe
you.
Tuli kawara.
We are of Kawala at Iga's place.
Era fe tuli ba Iga.
And we are of Iga.
Mukyali bato.
You are still young.
Kati kanisa bujirabe eyogera ebyo.
You used to say. Owe buto
bwolira.
That's the infancy you hear of.
Baba anga ba Manchester.
They are like,
ba Manchester.
We are like, they are like people of the world. We are of Manchester and Arsenal. They are like clubs. But let me leave that.
When
church retires,
we
shall mature it by force in Jesus' name.
Now, someone supports.
You are like people of Arsenal.
Or
another person. I thought you are all of Christ. If it's not that, tell us. You are of who? If you speak that, you are like of
the
world. People of the world are the ones with their clubs. Me, I'm of Arsenal. I am of Manchester. I hear this one.
Liverpool.
And Chelsea. Like your teams, how they are.
Oh,
you'll be out there saying because of infancy.
When you mature,
you know that you're all of Christ.
Those are
what came from retarding and not knowing seasons of our salvation.
And
those who made minister to us didn't tell us the seasons. And they didn't give us food of our season.
But
the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His
word. Ministry,
given a church, lead the call of the nation Uganda on behalf of all nations. Prepare for the coming back of Jesus. God's given us the book of Numbers as it was in Israel, that we can prepare indeed. Every person looks at seasons and times. Every person serves with much boldness. Many times some people say, food of such word is not for those. Though you spend 2 years in salvation, God begins to mature and raise you up. If you are in the growth of the Pharisees, the Pharisees believed if you've not reached 50 years, you can never understand. And they told Jesus,
you've
not reached 50 years. You say that you saw Abraham. They say you cannot understand. In this day,
they
bring you an elder of the church. And they bring, they walk bent like that. Elder of the church has arrived. And they pray this as elder. And they look at you like that. And
have
with wise second. You say, which form of elder is this?
The Bible, when it
speaks of elders of church, they don't speak of years. They speak of knowledge. That's why in Revelation 5, verse 5-6, one of the elders came, told John a secret.
He
told him, fear not, the Lion of Judah, of the clan of Jesse,
he
came to open the book and its seals.
For
John was crying in a vision and he didn't see anyone worthy. The elders who know. Praise Jesus. For Revelations chapter 7, 13 to down, the elder asks John, those where are they coming from? Those in white garments. And they hold their. John said, you know, elder.
Explain him.
Come from the world. Elder in the church. It's knowledge. To mature, they have matured. Don't you think the many years you get old, we shall put you on the line of the elders of church? You may find those of 20, 30 years or 15 years. You fear the church of Christ this time. Those who learn count their
seasons, he will use it
and
they are
elders of the church. Send us the elders of the church. Send them of 20 years. What elder did they send?
Hear
what they speak. And they are ancient elders. Elders of knowledge. You don't say mature ones will not be
in it. But immature elder is not here.
You shall count your knowledge. For we may put you somewhere and you teach people what is and based on your years and you pervert them. When people mature in salvation and you matured with that knowledge, you get wise king.
Everyone comes
to you know the years they spend in salvation. I'm not abusing an elder,
but
I speak the truth. Who has ever met elders in church and how they carry themselves?
Uyinzo mubu za na mara second singa ananga tanda kudamu.
40 seconds they have not answered you.
Nasoka kutunulira.
And they look at you.
Kamuka doba andabu batra andabu.
They're seeing me or they're not seeing me.
Ninga Bible yebogera konti
bebanda. Bible speaks.
Bebandi tuigiriza.
Those who would have taught us.
Nabuli nisonga baji kuata mkuangu no wegele.
Handle it with carefulness.
You're
not abusing people of yours.
We
do be heading where you are.
Don't
want to reach there when you break not meaning.
Or
a wise child pleases the father and the mother.
For
we don't abuse you, but we want
that
you encourage us as you arise with us.
In
seasons and beyond. For eras have been passing you.
Rise
in strength of wanting knowledge.
We come behind with the wonder.
Elder wants knowledge
much. As if they are fresh
mind, why don't I put strength? Elders, they are here. If they stand here, elder in years. If they stand scripture, you may hide in a chair.
Your
brain is still sharp.
You
use it in thinking things not right.
Now,
in all that, brethren,
let's
break the talk of the Pharisees.
Which
in John 8:56, we told Jesus is not yet 50 years. Let's read there and we hear. John 8:56.
Ibrahim jaja mwayasanyuka okulaba olunaku lwange nalulaba nasanyuka. 5:7 awa bayudane bamugamba nti tonaba kuweza miaka 50 na Ibrahim wamulaba.
Nuulide bo bali bagamba
they are saying
tonaweza miaka 5
not reach 50 years.
Yesu ali ku miaka 3 mwesa
Jesus you 33 years.
Tunaweza 5
not reached 50
waraba Ibrahim
you saw Abraham
binote byali ku miaka bwaka baka bwaka
not on years in the kingdom of God.
That
reached 50.
We use
well seasons of entered salvation.
Count
it well, you will be well. Even God has what is to do for his own seasons.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
This
one said Jesus is not 50 years. And this day,
you go to Bible college,
they
miss
it. How old are you? Make you a pastor the first. How old are you? This is not on yours. In your maturity in Christ Jesus. The physical world we count in years. We physical. Spiritual world we count seasons and times. What have you done in
there?
As Ecclesiastes 3:6. Everything under the sun. It has its seasons and times.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Lord.
And unto God.
According
to 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8-10. One day before him is like 1,000 years. Let me tell you, you can come in God and you use one day and you understand like the one of 1,000 years. For he the speed walks by wanting to make you know
it's
very high.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And is
ready to
write new scriptures in the short time by the Spirit of God
to
mature to his measure. If you use well his seasons, as the one will be well, how they use well their seasons they came on the world. Don't waste years of their youth. Even the born again as the child of God, they use seasons of their salvation that they will be well all the days of their life. Praise Jesus so much. But one of the words which pains me
is
that the last can be the first. And the one who was first, he will move on to retard and he claims I've spent many years in salvation.
According
to what he tells us,
Mark,
in Mark chapter 10, verse
31,
you get to be careful. A person can come last to enter salvation and they bypass you to mature in knowledge, even be provided what they need. Just as a person in the world, they work with strength in their seasons and they pass you. And they progress. Even in salvation, we find that moment. Let's read Mark 10:31. Mark chapter 10, verse 31.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now you enter salvation many years back.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Irango,
and there are those who moved ahead of. But if you don't know your seasons,
no, because
and to use them well, it will cause you the last to come to go ahead of you. The one who claims that they have just come, they may be the last all the time. If they don't get to mature, in all things, let's be careful of this word. When we enter in salvation, sometimes we retire. There you don't add on in understanding God. Even physically you will be there. Others physically they get, yet spiritually they retarded. And they don't get more understanding.
So things
they get, they destroy them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If
mature spiritually and understanding God, even physically you progress. Because of light of knowledge, you can control what's given you in life.
And
you use it well in this life and in serving God
and
moving on to understand. Now the book of Numbers, it is to help us to count our seasons, that we have a wise heart. That's what he tells us in Psalms 90:12, that Lord, teach us to count our seasons, that we shall have a wise heart. The truth is this, brethren, a wise heart, we are to get it from the word of God, as he tells us in Jeremiah chapter 8 and the verse 9. He says this, Jeremiah 8 verse 9,
bawambidwa laba baganye ekigambo kya Mukama era magezi kyagali mu bo.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If we want to get a wise heart, let's remain in the word of God. For the writer's pen deceived and lied to many people. Many students were out studying for profiting in this world.
But in heaven,
there's nowhere they will ask you mathematics. The mathematics you have to fail, what they will ask you is that of the works of God, those you didn't mind to do in their season and time. If you failed science of the world, fear not. In heaven, no one will ask you that. Praise Jesus.
But
what they will ask you is one thing, the word of God. All things will pass away, but the word of God will never pass away.
So,
as we've given time to study in the world, let's come sit in the council of God.
If
we study the word of God,
that
makes us wise in his word. Praise Jesus so
much.
Ready to write scriptures in us.
And
this, what I tell you, brethren, any church or religion
or
things like those, and you went there, spent many years, never made
a letter that servant ministered through, you know you are in a wrong place. For me as a minister, the Holy Spirit has to write scriptures in you. Become a letter I minister through. You'll mature in the word all the time. This is what it tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 1 to 6. Forgive us scriptures a bit many, but you bear that. Let's finish them.
They
have remaining a few of them, 2 or 3, and then we finish.
2
Corinthians 3 from verse
1. Olunyolo kubiri mwemuli baluwa ya fe ya wandi kiwa mitima ya fe abantu bonna jebategeera jebasoma olunyolo kusatu ngamula bisibwo kube baluwa ya Kristo fe jetuwa muwelelezamu etawa andi kibwa na wino wabulo moyo kwa katondo mlamu.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tetueta aganyo baluwa.
We don't need much a letter. Neither in the physical. They always ask, which Bible college did you go to? Then you preach to these people. But you yourself, as we serve to you, come a letter we've ministered through of Christ, which is read of all people.
It
wasn't written by ink, but by the Spirit of God.
The
time you are in the ministry, you got saved. Seasons you are in, try to see at least in that pastor or apostle or that servant, they make you a letter. They have ministered through by authority of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is ready to write scriptures in you to quicken your lives.
Speaks
in John 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask all that you need, it will be done for you. Praise Jesus. Now the truth is this:
at
the time you made a letter that have ministered through,
the
Holy Spirit writes the scriptures in you.
If
when your life is eased, when you reach to pray, you
are
a person in Christ, the words of Christ are in you, ask what you need is given you. Me too in that time,
I'm
lightened in works of praying for you. Every person in that time, they can
stand,
tell God what they need and they see them being given to them.
And
my works will be released. The one would have been laying hands all the time. You too, you've matured. You can speak with God.
Holy
Spirit is ready to write these words in you. When he finishes the next verse, he says,
Second Corinthians chapter 3 verses 3.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Siku vipande vya mainja, wabula kuvipande vya miti mejo mubiri.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
The Holy
Spirit is ready to write these words in you,
that
you move on to mature in understanding. As you mature, as you physically, he adds you what you need in this life and in serving him.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, as we wind
up,
God never accepts us to speak that we are young.
In
the time you enter in Christ Jesus, you must begin to mature.
Let's
begin to count your seasons.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Then you seek to mature in the word of God, even in the physical as you add on. He told Jeremiah in the Jeremiah chapter 1 in the verse 7. He told him this. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 7.
Toyogera nti ndi mwana muto kubanga elibo na jenna kutumanga jono gendanga Kubanga eribo na jena kutumanga jono gendanga era chona chena kulagiranga chono yogeranga
katudeo kufakuro kusatu tegerebulu unji
Yeremia sule soko nyolo kusatu
Jeremiah chapter 1 from verse 3
era chajirane mumirembe jayo Yekoyakimu mutabani wa Yosia kabaka wa Yuda okutusa kunkomerero yomwaka ogwe 10 nagumu ogwa Zedekia mutabani wa Yosia kabaka wa Yuda okutusa aba Yerusalemu lebatu alibwa mubasibe mu mwezi ogwo 5 olwokuna awe kigambo kya Mukama ne chinjijira olwoku 5 ntibwe nalinga sinna kubumba mulubuto nakumanya era nga tonna va mulubuto nakutukuza nkutaddewo kuba nabbi eri amawanga olunyolo muka
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus so much
Yeremia afuruma mulubuto
Jeremiah gets out of the womb
nga Mukama alina ddiru jyabalidde kubulamu
bwe God has a deal is counted on his life
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus so much
part eddako tugenda kumanya
the next part we are going to know
ebirabo byaffe ebyomwoyo
our spiritual gifts
n'ebyomubiri
and the natural gifts
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus so much
n'ekyo oyina okumanya kiribwe ekyo baluganda
half know is this brethren
nti ogenda okutonyane ku nsinga katonda ebirabo olina okubibala
knock on this world you have to count those seasons
kubanga agenda okuteeka konga ayina kiyabaze kyo olina okukola
put you on the world and there's something he counted you are to do
ebyomubiri n'ebyomwoyo
the physical and the spiritual
yamugamba nga sinakuteeka mu lubuto nasooka kubala diru yange
before I put you in the womb I first counted my deal
era nakuteeka okuba nabbi
then I put you there to be a prophet
kati ebiro bijja bituuka
now seasons come to reach
nakatonda amugamba nze okubala nakuteeka mu lubuto nga nne kibalo
tells him since I put in the womb I had a calculation on
kati ate ebiro byali bituuse
seasons are reached
ekibalo kitandike
calculations to begin
Yeremia nagamba katonda nze nkyali
muto Yeremia told God I am still young
ulirizo nyoruddako
listen to the next verse
Yeremia esule soka olunyolo mukaga
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 6
Aonze nendio kanjogera nti wowe mukama katonda laba sinza kuogera kubanga ndi mwana mto
Yamga mukama sinza kuogera
God I can't speak
kubanga ndi mwana mto
I'm a young child
oyagala kulowoza sakatonda
want to make God think
nti agenza okujja jolinga nga
came to you
nga kulaba oli olikana kato
since you are a young child
You are the
one who has not counted the seasons.
Ye katonda yatekateka okuvanga oli mulubuto najana mulubuto.
Before you even came in the
world. Oyinabyo inotambulira.
Things you move to move by.
Befeso 2:10 egamba.
Ephesians 2:10 says.
Egamba.
It says.
Nti kwega katonda yatondera mu Kristo Yesu.
God created us in Christ Jesus. We are God's workmanship.
Abatondwa mu Kristo Yesu.
Created in Christ Jesus.
Olwe bikole ebirunji.
For the good work.
Bya soko kutegekera fo kubitambulira.
He prepared us to move by them.
Ganeste nabakuba.
Before the world was.
Aina programs yategeka.
Programs prepared.
Molino tambulira.
You meant to move by.
Kati azeri Yeremia ebiro bituse.
Now we come to Jeremiah seasons
are Yeremia amugamba nze ndi muto.
Jeremiah tells him I am young.
Sinaweza myaka jigenda kukola.
Reached years to go working. God answered telling him this. Tells him, don't tell me again. That I am a young child. You didn't count the seasons. You ask your brethren.
Came
in the womb, did you realize what God was up to or not?
But
since he called in salvation,
the
seasons that reached, answered him, you told him you're young.
Oh,
you're ready to mature, work with him.
Jeremiah's
seasons of his salvation had reached. Seasons of serving God. He says, God, I am young.
Namugambe ekigambo kyogero ko oroza nze simanye kubala.
What you speak you mean I don't know how to see?
Todamu kogera mbo oli
muri. Don't speak again you're young.
Naye ndozulabyo ekiri
awo. Think you see how it is.
Lwaki olina okuwandika ku mukwatagana date y'obulokozi.
Have to write down the date of your salvation.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ebirebyo okuyingira mbuweereza.
Seasons of entering the ministry.
Era oli bwakubuuza lwacho juza akantu ako.
Someone asks you why do you feel that thing.
What a package nga bwojulide.
Entire package as you've got need.
Ensonga zonna ziri mu package
yeyo. All reasons are in that package.
Osobola mu pikingirako.
You can pick
no,
up
some. Zino zensonga.
And you say these are the reasons.
Lwacho tusome ekitabo
kyokubala. Why we started the book of Numbers.
These are the reasons
why
the book of Numbers is in Uganda as it was in
Israel.
This is the reason why we fill the day.
Give
them the topic as we
start.
You can pass it if they have time. After you give them the recording.
Them
who will reach and say indeed.
I've
wasted my seasons under the sun.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's read verse 6. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 6.
Awo nze nendio kanjogera nti wowe, mukama katonda, labasinza kuogera kubanga ndi mwana mto. Olunyolo musanvu, nae mukama nangamba toyogera nti ndi mwana mto. Kubanga elibo na, jena kutumanga, jonogendanga. Elacho nache nakulagiranga, chonoyogeranga.
Na mugamba tudamuga nti ndi
mwana mto. Don't speak again, you are a young child. Where
I'm
to command you is what you
speak.
Wherever I will send you. If you still say you're young, God will send you go to the president. I tell you go to America.
Meet Donald Trump.
This Donald Trump.
Mugambe what ne what?
Speak this to him.
I am
young Lord.
Ate gwe Uganda gwe kenye.
You Uganda yourself.
Bagenda kutuma
wona. They sent you everywhere.
Atulayo na gambe yombo.
See how you speak that you're young.
Mbono simanyi nensi ya fe ya
bavu. Even of the nations of the poor people.
Tebiri mwe bibyo
na. That involved in that.
Yagamba.
He said.
Yagamba Gideon.
Told Gideon.
Dr. Mukugamba wanu.
Don't speak again. Mbono
simanyi wa mwe bavu.
That your home you are a poor clan.
Agati katusembeyo neche chandi.
Let's end with that scripture.
Judges
chapter
6.
Those who want to tell God, Lord, our nation is poor. It's us who are least.
You know, in
East Africa,
Uganda
is small like this.
Gideon
ever spoke told him, I'm going to send you in your power.
I
don't want to give it just that you are young.
Whom you are
poor.
That is
not involved in this call.
We are poor
as a nation.
God
makes rich just begin what he says. Let's read verse 14. Judges 6 from verse 14.
Mukama natunulira. Namutunulira nayogera nti genda n'amaanyigo gano olokole Isirayiri mukono gwa Midiani sinze nkutumye
n'amugamba genda
told him go
n'amaanyigo gano
with your strength
waliwo kapati k'amaanyigo
there is a part of your strength
kubanga yatubeera bunafu
bwaffe he bears our weakness
udutasobora
which we cannot
gabu atugamba rumye suli omunana
he says in Romans 8
abiri mmoka
26
nokukira
unto down
ndiye kenyini atubeera bunafu
bwaffe he himself bears our weakness
naye bwayogera mbala mozi
when he speaks in Judges
esuli omukaga
Judges
14 yamwe agenda mumanyi
ko told him go in your strength
nange ngenda kubeera
nawe me too I'll be with you
naye tandikira mumanyi agugoli na
in the strength you have in the ability you have
totulawo mumukama afayo
don't sit there that God cares.
Umanyole tu gamba bantu tandika TV radio.
Mukama
afaya leta abazungu.
God cares.
Tandikira mumanyi kenyini gori na nobusobozi.
Strength and ability you have.
Echo yakigamba Gideon katugwe
Uganda. Gideon Uganda.
Toina bwe kwashija.
You have no excuse.
Tandika
begin
mumanyi kenyini gori na.
Strength you have.
Yagamba genda mumanyi gogo Gideon.
Go in your strength.
After
I have commanded you,
strength
you have,
I
will add on you.
Kati Uganda totia.
Uganda fear
Chisoboka.
Not. It's possible.
Kati fetu, omanyi tu badetu dambi no,
we have been answering this down here. Judges
6:15. Laba baganda bange beba singo kubaba avu mmanase. Nange ndi muto mu nyumba ya kitange.
Ya mugavu kama.
He told him, Lord.
Fetu singa no bwavu
mu us who have least poor.
Echi okulala.
The second.
Nze ndi mu nze asemba yo nze.
I am the last born.
Tu
Why did you send
my elder brothers?
Others
say, why have
they
taken Kenya, which is more progress than us?
God,
why has he not spoken with America? At least England. But it's you
the
least in your brothers.
When
going strength is given you, and you use the seasons well, he ends telling you this. Judges
6 verse 15. Laba, baganda bange be basinga kuba abavu Manase. Nange ndi muto mu nyumba ya kitange. Onyole 16. Mukama namugamba nti mazima ndibera wamu nawe. Era oli kuba ba Midiani ng'omuntu omu.
Namugamba katugwe tandika.
Told him begin.
Zingina kuba nawe.
I am to be with you.
Ogena kutukiriza ba Midiani bano bagobewe.
Going to beat, strike the Midians.
Amazima gali bwe
gati. The truth is this.
Ekyokwogera nti tuli bato tukiveeko.
Speak, we are young, let's stop it.
Bwate simanyi tuli baavu.
That we are poor.
Tulowooze ku biro Mukama byatuyitidde.
Think of seasons God has called us in.
Tutandikirawo kukola.
And we begin to work.
Mulimu gwa Mukama gugendagenda mu maaso.
God's work is to move on.
Mukama akumpeera omukisa.
May God bless you.
Atudde mu kitundu ekiddako.
Let's come back in the next part.